So I think our main concern is that this may well remove the whole issue of community policing further from the places of decision-making and away from the communities, because it's a major part of the police reform, by the way, as well. Now, certainly, they may say they're saving money by employing less management, but they are moving the management further from the community. And that, to me, would certainly require assurance that they have specific plans on community policing, because that's the problem. That's where the problems in terms of rural crime are, and it can only be solved through communities.
We know that Garda numbers have dropped significantly, particularly, I suppose, maybe one can argue in Donegal, and a lot of different services not so much have taken their place, but the things like text alert and so on. Are you worried that maybe they might be impacted as a result of these plans?
Well, I'm hoping that's not the case. I understand one of the objectives is to try and increase numbers. They say they'll be able to do that because they're reducing the salaries of top management. Again, though, that's fine. But again, if increasing numbers without a purpose is the problem, and if the priority in terms of community policing is not clarified, then these numbers will simply be just more people collecting parking fines, etc., but not necessarily doing the real crime prevention, which worries most of my members and members in rural areas particularly.
Take Donegal, for example, the Donegal Garda Division. Indeed, it's going to be part of a new northern division.
Yeah.
If these plans go ahead, their chief superintendent will be based in Sligo. Does that raise a few concerns with yourselves in terms of overall management within the division now?
Yeah, there's a couple of things there, right? Clearly trying to establish a border region may well be part of the overall management of Brexit and all of that. However, the border, as you know, is a long region, and of course Donegal goes right up to the actual coast, the northern coast. Donegal in its own right is a huge area, and really it may well be, I would have thought, you needed two superintendents there. You needed them part of two regions, but working in a unified basis. Again, you're putting a huge workload on the top management. And given the area, which, as you know, stretches from the north of Ireland, as in beside Derry, right around Sligo, all across to Dundalk, Louth, that's a massive area for one person to be in charge of. And I'm not sure, again, communities will be coming to the fore there, and you know, even the height of the troubles, the border was hard enough to police. I'm not sure about this. We certainly need clarification on this.